This is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV for Friday, July 15th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5, the 5 big stories of the week as we head into our weekend. Topic number 5, the economy. More bad news from the Bureau of Labor Statistics this week as we found that producer price index, the prices that manufacturers pay for their raw materials for the consumer goods that we buy, increased 11.3% year over year. That's June of 2022 compared to June of 2021. That's a near record high, and it was much higher than the 10.8% increase that was expected. This is the 27th straight month of month-over-month increases, but again, 11.3%, considerably above where experts expected. And this came a day after the headline inflation rate was reported at 9.1%. That's the consumer price index. The highest level since 1981, a bigger increase than expected. And again, this is using the formula as it was rejiggered in the 80s and 90s. If we look back to the way inflation was calculated pre-1980, we're getting close to 20% real inflation rate. This just indicates how out of control prices actually are. And it's why the Federal Reserve Bank is taking such aggressive steps to try to bring prices back in by slowing the economy. Last month, the central bank raised its interest rate charged to its member banks by 75 basis points. That's 0.75%. Normally, the Fed likes to move in increments of 25 basis points so as not to shock the markets. So the 75 basis point increase was like getting 3 months' worth of increases all in one shot. The numbers this week indicate that the Fed, when it meets again later this month, may opt for another 75 basis point increase, but there are some analysts who think they may go for a full percentage point. They're finally getting interest rates back to where the market would have had them all along, had not rates been artificially depressed to keep the economy blowing and going hotter than expected. That then was exacerbated when the government of the United States opted to just print $6 trillion additional dollars in COVID stimulus money, which is roughly like pouring gasoline onto a charcoal grill. It's already been lit. Topic number 4, more BRICS. This week we learned that Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Egypt plan to join the economic alliance called BRICS. That's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, an alliance that includes about 40% of the world's population and about a quarter of the world's GDP, bringing Saudi Arabia into an alliance that already has massive oil reserves and natural gas reserves, thanks to Russia. A massive grain exporter in Russia will be very interesting indeed. But geopolitically speaking, it's Turkey's admission to this alliance that could be even more significant. Turkey, by joining BRICS, would find itself on both sides of the Russia-NATO conflict, which developed over the past year or so. Russia, because of its invasion of Ukraine, has been sanctioned by the NATO nations, who have been trying to expand right up to Russia's borders. The admission of Sweden and Finland would extend the border by hundreds of miles. They're still talking about Ukraine and Georgia, which both border on Russia, as future candidates for admission. But if Turkey were to leave the alliance, which it might be compelled to do, as it had to choose between military obligations to Western Europe, which has been sitting on Turkey's admission, you know, request for admission to the European Union for more than 20 years now, with its economic interests, depending as it does on Russia for grain and fertilizer and oil and natural gas, this would change the situation in Europe drastically and overnight. This could be a really significant game changer. Interesting that the geopolitics and the theopolitics at work here are difficult to analyze. The geopolitics, we can kind of guess what men like Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan are trying to do. But when we look into the spirit realm, the principalities and powers acting behind the scenes to figure out what's going on, which territorial spirits are acting with and against one another, it's like Paul wrote, we see into that realm as though into a glass darkly. We're looking into a mirror in a dimly lit room. Everything's backwards and hard to see. We can only guess, but this is a really significant, potentially game-changing potential alliance involving Turkey, Russia, China, and India. Topic number three, unintended consequences. We learned earlier this week that the shocking decline in Taiwan's birth rate in May, dropping by more than 23% year over year from the previous May, continued in June, in fact, even accelerated. This is about a 27, almost 28% decrease in June over June of last year, and it just happens to coincide come about 9 months after the rollout of the experimental gene serum in Taiwan in 2021 in response to the coronavirus. This, statistically speaking, is a 26 sigma event. 26 sigma. Now, you only need a 5 sigma event to basically declare causation from one event to another. 26 sigma. This is far less likely to have been a random chance event than for, say, asteroid Apophis to land in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. This trend not being seen just in Taiwan, we're also seeing sharp declines in birth rates in the Western world, coinciding with the, about 9 months, 10 months after the rollout of the mRNA serum. Switzerland, Sweden, both reporting 10 to 15% declines in birth rates. Here in the United States, the state of North Dakota seeing something similar. Again, more research needs to be done to identify the cause of these rapid and unexpected declines in birth rates. But the only major change in these various, very diverse locations is that experimental gene serum. And if it turns out that it is, in fact, responsible for the sudden and unexpected sharp decreases in birth rates, that the public learns that we have mortgaged the futures of our families and our countries for something that we were told was safe and effective, God help those in government and in the medical bureaucracy who pushed this on us. Topic number two, Shinzo Abe, a horrific public assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe last week had taken a strange turn. The mother of the man accused of shooting him is confirmed now to be a member of the Unification Church. This is the church founded by South Korean cult leader Sun Myung Moon, the Moonies. According to media in Japan, Tetsuya Yamagami, who's arrested and charged with the murder of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, said he resented the large donations that his mother gave to the Unification Church that left the family in financial trouble. And on Monday, the Unification Church's Japan branch confirmed that Yamagami's mother was, in fact, a member, had no information or did not disclose any information on her financial contributions, but an unexpected development in that story. Coming up, a news item that I wish was not true. That's next on the Friday Five.
Have erroneous Bible translations hijacked the women's empowerment movement started by Jesus Christ? Skywatch TV is proud to present The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection. When you order Reverend Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, and Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's book, Dark Covenant, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD, packed with mind-blowing information on the Western Church undergoing a dark transformation into a cult. In the amazing book, The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Reverend Donna Howell uncovers the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in the New Testament that correct the record on some of the most misinterpreted scriptures in modern history in relation to women, their leadership role in the church, and helps you understand properly what Paul was responding to when the epistles were written. In The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, you will follow the cultural and historic backdrop behind Paul's words in 1 Corinthians and 1 Timothy, the trouble verses in relation to the issue of women's leadership in the church. Discover what the original Greek nouns and adjectives meant in Paul's greeting orders, and meet the unsung heroines that Paul addressed as his co-workers in ministry, such as Phoebe, Priscilla, Junia, and several others. Reflect upon the women Jesus knew, both from Scripture as well as in person, and the groundbreaking permanent changes he made regarding their rights, their value, and their role in delivering his message to the world. Also included in this special offer, Allie Henson and Reverend Donna Howell's shocking written expose, Dark Covenant, which details how the masses are being groomed to embrace the unthinkable, while leaders of organized religion make a deal with the devil. In this jaw-dropping book, you will learn how the church is being groomed to embrace the unthinkable in preparation for the enforcement of the mark of the beast, how the true body of Christ is being slowly positioned to be considered a public enemy, with the Bible labeled as hate speech and possibly soon prohibited, how much of Western Christianity has actually become a cult, and what the true body of Christ can do to survive the modern assault on Christianity. But that's not all. In this must-have collection, you'll also receive the Dark Covenant Companion DVD. Join Reverend Donna Howell, Allie Henson, and the Skywatch TV investigative team for this original four-part series on DVD. This eye-opening expose is an essential teaching tool that is already sending shockwaves through the Western religious establishment and is certain to help ready the true remnant of God with the tools needed to navigate the coming days of persecution. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Find out what Jesus truly thought of women's roles in the church and become equipped with knowledge and power to push back the powers of deception. This collection is available only while supplies last, so don't delay. The Handmaiden's Conspiracy Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one on the Friday Five, you probably heard this story. President Biden responding to the Supreme Court's ruling that overturned Roe versus Wade described a tragic case of a 10-year-old girl in Ohio who was impregnated as a result of a rape and had to travel to Indiana for an abortion. This was President Biden's justification for wanting to keep Roe versus Wade and make it the law of the land. Now, there were some who believed that this story was just not true. It was conveniently timed that this story hit the news just as the Supreme Court ruling was released to the public. As recently as this past Monday, in fact, the Attorney General for the state of Ohio, Dave Yost, said there is, quote, not a whisper, end quote, that a 10-year-old child in Ohio had been raped and impregnated, no request for lab results, and that Ohio's heartbeat law would have allowed such a young girl to get an abortion in the state. In other words, there would have been no need for her to travel across state lines to Indiana for an abortion. Now, sadly, it turns out that the story is, in fact, true. The Columbus Dispatch reporting on Thursday, yesterday, that an arrest had finally been made. 27-year-old Gerson Fuentes arrested Tuesday after police say he confessed to raping the 10-year-old girl on at least two occasions. Columbus police made aware of the girl's pregnancy through a referral by Franklin County Children's Services made by her mother on June 22nd. On June 30th, she reportedly went to Indianapolis for an abortion. Now, the Supreme Court ruling was on June 24th, meaning that authorities should have been aware of this case on the 22nd of June. The crime took place before the Roe versus Wade ruling, and yet, for more than 2 weeks, no arrest was made. Now, why is that, do you think? For starters, it appears that the abortion doctor in Indianapolis did not report the crime as required by law. 10-year-old girl, pregnant. The crime already reported to Ohio authorities, Children's Services, but a 10-year-old pregnant, clearly the victim of statutory rape, younger than the age of consent. And then there's this. During the hearing in Franklin County Court in Ohio on Wednesday, Assistant Franklin County Prosecutor Dan Meyer requested Fuentes be held without bond. Reasonable. Pretty horrific. 27-year-old man raping a 10-year-old girl. Well, Meyer said Fuentes is not believed to be in the country legally, and there are questions about his identity. Oh, that doesn't fit the narrative, does it? If you're a liberal in support Roe versus Wade, the original ruling from 1973 making abortion a legal right in all 50 states, do you use this awful crime as a call to action to overturn the Dobbs decision and then admit that we've got a massive border crisis and that abortion clinics are routinely covering up sex crimes against children? Or do you maintain silence about the issues in abortion clinics and at the border and then look for another case to back up your position? Again, I wish this story wasn't true. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. Skywatch Films, cutting-edge documentaries about topics that most churches don't have the time or the resources to investigate, like the UFO phenomenon, child trafficking for occult purposes, and more. They're available right now at skywatchfilms.com. Full HD instant access for as little as $3. Take advantage of these. Again, this is not the kind of thing that you're going to find on Amazon Prime or Netflix or Hulu or anything like that. But you get it direct from skywatchfilms.com. Again, documentary films from Skywatch TV for as little as $3 and instant access. skywatchfilms.com. During the month of July, our thank you gift for your support of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is a book that's very timely. It was July, 75 years ago, that the modern UFO phenomenon went viral, as it were. The Roswell crash, Kenneth Arnold's sightings in the Pacific Northwest that gave us the term flying saucers. That's not quite what he said. Some headline writer invented that. Arnold said that he saw these craft that moved as though they were saucers being skipped across water, and hence flying saucer. But the modern UFO phenomenon has a very definite beginning in the occult world. Josh Peck and I wrote the book back in 2017, The Day the Earth Stands Still, and we document it for you point by point along the way and show you. This is not just woo, this is actually a new religion. And you can take advantage of the research and the book right now. For your gift of any amount during the month of July, we will send the book, The Day the Earth Stands Still, to you. Find out more online, toll-free, or online, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling us toll-free at 844-750-4985. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking about The Handmaiden's Conspiracy, Donna Howell's groundbreaking book, really thought-provoking. Was the Apostle Paul really anti-woman, anti-female? Or have we just misunderstood, perhaps misinterpreted the Greek? Don't miss this. Joe Horn and the Skywatch investigative team dig deep into this. You'll find our broadcast schedule for the weekly program on the website, skywatchtv.com/channels. But you can watch the program right now and just forget the schedule by adding the Skywatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV. Roku sticks are getting down below $40 now. This is the way to go. This is really this is a revolution in broadcasting, really upending traditional broadcast networks and cable TV even, because you get to watch what you want to watch when you want to watch it. You can also download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet and then use Apple's AirPlay or Google's Chromecast to cast the video to your smart TV. The app is free and available for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets. Not only gets you all of our video content, news updates 3 times a week, and a calendar of our upcoming events. Again, it is free, and we have links to the app stores posted at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is the Friday Five from Skywatch TV.